Hi, you're now listening to a sermon from Harvest Community Church in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. We're happy to bring you sermons like this one every week. You can find other sermons at our site at harvest-community.org. So without further ado, here's our speaker.
I'd like to take a moment to introduce our guest speaker today, although he really doesn't need an introduction because he's been here a few times, right? Yeah. Let's give it up for Pastor Sam Porche. Yeah, so you've heard him speak here before. He's also spoken at our youth group's winter retreat. He's a dynamic, passionate, you know, energetic speaker. So let's give him all of our attention as he brings today's word.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Harvest family. I am really happy to be here with you guys again and for visitors as well. If this is your first time, it is so good to have you here amongst us. Before I begin, I don't know who this is for, but as worship was going on, the Lord was speaking really heavy to my heart. Someone is here today, and I just want to say to you, allow this time to move you into a place where you can just let it go. Just let it go. Let today be that brand new start for you. Let it go. In a world that can feel dark with hurt, betrayal, and broken hearts, love is the light. But forgiveness is the switch that turns the light on. Without forgiveness, love stays trapped. But when we forgive, love gets to walk freely. And see, the thing about forgiveness is one of those things that sounds good until you have to actually do it. Whether you're struggling here this morning to forgive someone who hurt you, battling guilt over your own mistakes, or just trying to understand what forgiveness looks like in this thing called faith, in this life of faith, you're not alone. You're not alone. And you're not without hope. The Bible talks a lot about forgiveness, right? There's so many scriptures about forgiveness, how to receive it, how to get it, how it's a game changer. Because, see, forgiveness is not just a good idea. You have to get this morning. Forgiveness is not just a good idea. Forgiveness is foundational. Forgiveness is foundational. See, if love is the heartbeat of following Jesus, then forgiveness is the breath that keeps it alive. You can't love like Jesus without forgiving like Jesus. You just can't. We like to stay on love, right? Love, love, love. But forgiveness is foundational. Forgiveness is how love walks. It's not just about setting others free. It's about setting your own self free from your own pain, from your own past, from your own shame. In Christ, forgiveness isn't optional. You'll hear me say this a lot. You got to get this morning. Because when we don't get it, there are gaps in between our relationship with God and our walk. And our light doesn't shine as bright. You got to get this morning. Forgiveness is not optional. It's transformational. Why do we forgive? Why should we forgive? Pastor Sam, you're talking about forgiveness, but I'm holding on to something. I just don't know how to break that. And I've been hurt so many times, and I just don't understand why me. Why is forgiveness so important? Because when I seem to forgive, I seem to lose. When I seem to forgive, I seem to get set back. Why is forgiveness so important? God forgives us fully. Psalm 103 and 12. Next slide. please. Next slide, please. As far as the east is from the west, that's what he says in his word. So far has he removed our transgressions from us. See, God's forgiveness isn't partial or probationary. When he forgives, it's done. He doesn't bring it up again. I used to be so guilty of that. You could ask my wife. I'm just like, no, but I remember. But I remember. But then in the next breath, on a good day, oh yeah, I'm a Christ disciple and I'm walking like Christ and I look like Christ. But I'm still holding on to these things that I'm bringing up. We're called to forgive others. Why forgive? We're called to forgive others. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. See, we want God to forgive us, right? But we struggle with forgiving other people. But this is about discipleship. This is about looking and walking and talking like Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but sometimes even though I don't mean to, I pick and choose when I want to look like Jesus, when I want to act like Jesus, when I want to talk like Jesus, when I want to walk like Jesus. Forgiving others isn't about letting them off the hook. Forgiveness isn't pretending something didn't happen either or saying it was okay, but it's releasing a debt. It's releasing a debt. And each and every one of us in here, we want our debts to be released. But we struggle when it comes to releasing someone else. It's letting go of the right to hold something against someone. Because God did that for you and I. It's about freeing yourself from bitterness. It's about trusting God to handle the justice. Why forgive? Because Jesus is forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Even while hanging on a cross, Jesus offered forgiveness to the people that were hurting him. He doesn't just tell us to forgive, he shows us how. And there are many key Bible verses. Be kind and compassionate. Next slide, please. Forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you, Ephesians 4:32. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive. When you pray, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them. There's many scriptures on forgiveness because, see, forgiveness isn't just a bonus feature in your faith. It's not just a bonus thing on the side. It is foundational. And sometimes that seems to get pushed back when we start to think about the foundational characteristics that we should be walking in as Christ disciples. Because after all, we have these painful experiences, right? So, and I won't be before you long. These jars, or this jar, let me say this one, represents your heart. Represents your heart. And God created this to be your heart to be whole, to be tender, and to be free. But what happens to us in life, right? We have painful experiences. You can't get through life without pain. Three things are certain: taxes, death, and pain. You can't get through life without pain. The pain of rejection, right? The child who was ignored or overlooked. Always trying to be enough but feeling invisible. Maybe you were the child that no one picked on the team. Or the one whose father never came to your games. Right? Maybe you were betrayed by a friend. Someone who you trusted that turned on you. Maybe you've never heard from your parent, "I'm proud of you." And you've always dealt with criticism. Words that stuck that were painful. You were once told you were stupid. You were once told you were ugly. That you'd never amount to anything. And somehow you believed it. Abandonment. Maybe a parent left. Physically abused, emotionally abused. You've endured some things that you can't even talk about. Comparison or favoritism. Maybe your sibling could do no wrong, but you were the one that seemed to be the black sheep of the family, the black sheep of the family. Maybe the pain from a spouse who broke your trust with infidelity. Dishonest. Maybe the betrayal at work. You were fired under false allegations. Something happened at work and you were betrayed from someone you trusted. Maybe you've witnessed chaos. Maybe your home was full of yelling and violence. You had to grow up too fast, and it left a mark on your heart. Or maybe it's just church hurt. Being judged in the church, right? Or misunderstood by other believers. I'm not a part of that clique. I don't belong. But yet I can't go to another church because I was hurt at that church as well. Maybe it's just loss. Grief or loss. We lost someone too soon. We lost our daughter a couple of years ago. And you're feeling like, God, why didn't you stop it? Why didn't you stop it, God? It wasn't time for them to go. Now look at this heart. Weighed down. Crowded. Heavy. And you expect to live life carrying this around. All of this carried inside of you. Each of these stones representing some pain. And every day you get up to live, to love, to trust, to worship, to look like Jesus Christ, you are walking around carrying this pain. Many of us, we try to keep going, right? With this heart full of stones. This morning, I want you to let it go. I dare you to trust God more than you've ever trusted God before. This morning, be honest with yourself. Who are you still upset with? Who have you still not forgiven? Who is it? Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is not a weakness. Forgiveness is not just for them, but it's also for you. Forgiveness is the light that breaks the power of darkness. Did you know that? Love is the light, but forgiveness is so foundational. When it turns, it's the switch. It breaks the darkness. It's choosing healing over hurt. It's choosing freedom over bondage and peace over payback. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door to peace. Forgiveness is giving others what God has already given you. And I know I didn't deserve God's forgiveness. So someone else does deserve it. Because God has forgiven me, so I need to pass it on. Forgiveness is God's gift to you and your gift to others. When you forgive, see, Jesus Christ, God, he can handle everything that you need to put. That's why he says, lay it here. Give it to me. He can handle it all. So when you forgive, you release the stones of betrayal, that moment that someone trusted you or trusted that you trusted that turned their back on you. When you forgive abandonment, someone who walked away and left you to carry the weight alone, forgive them. When you forgive the pain of rejection, being told or shown you weren't good enough. When you forgive verbal abuse, the harsh words. When you forgive all the pain that someone has done to you. When you forgive the broken promises. When you forgive the negativity, the violence, the loud voices. When you forgive the anger, the shame, the bitterness. When you forgive the jealousy. When you forgive the loss, the grieving. You forgive. When you forgive, we look more like Christ. We walk in the spirit of love much more easily. When you choose to forgive, we don't say that the hurt never happened. We say the pain no longer gets to control us. It doesn't get to control your heart. Forgiveness is how we set the prisoner free, only to realize that the prisoner is us. So, Pastor Sam, you're talking about this forgiveness. I don't even know where to begin, because I've been holding on to this hurt and this pain for so long, this barrier that I've allowed to become a Goliath in my life is so thick, Pastor Sam. These chains are so wrapped around me. I'm in such bondage over this individual, this pain that hurt me. This person has so much control over me that when I see them, it changes my day. Where do I begin? You ask God for forgiveness. Acknowledge your need. For all have sinned, Romans 3:23. You're not the only one. We all need forgiveness. Confess honestly to God. God, I'm hurting, and I can't even pray for this person, and I'm upset with this person. But God, that doesn't reflect your love or your character. Help me. Remove the pain from me. Allow me to forgive this person. Allow me to move on. Allow me to give you 100% of me rather than just 80, because the other 20 this person has. Turn from it. Repent. Trust in Jesus. Why forgiveness matters? It sets you free. It restores relationships. And it reflects God's heart. Forgiveness isn't just personal, it's missional. It shows the world what God is like. How do I forgive someone who hurt me? Pray for them. Make the choice. God forgave you. Make the choice. God has given us choice. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. It's not going to force you. Make the choice. Lean on God's strength. You can't do this on your own. Newsflash, if you're still holding on to it, you have tried. You can't do it on your own. And let go of revenge. Vengeance is the Lord's. You're deeply loved. You're completely forgiven. And that's why you're called to pass this grace on. You don't have to stay stuck in guilt. You don't have to stay stuck in shame. You don't have to stay stuck in the spirit of resentment. Forgiveness, it opens the door to freedom. So if you need forgiveness today, ask. If you need to extend it, trust Jesus to help you make that step. He hears you. He's with you. And he's already made a way. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today we lay down every stone we've carried, every wound, every wrong, every weight. We release those hurts to you. We release those who hurt us to you. Not because they deserve it, but because you first forgave us. Heal the cracks in our hearts and fill the empty places with your peace, O Lord. Let forgiveness flow like a river, washing away the bitterness and making room for your love to grow again. Father, we need you. Forgiveness. It is foundational. And we pray this in Jesus' holy and all-powerful name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon from Harvest Community Church. If you would like more information or have any questions or comments, check out our website at harvest-community.org. Thanks for listening.